where Julie is, I think.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. What's on your mind?
I had kidney stones many years ago, and I'm reading a book now, and it was all calcium, the stones in both of my kidneys.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm reading a book now, and I don't understand it quite well, that I might have to stay away from food which has oxalate in it.
Well, yes, ma'am, because...
Right? But it was calcium stone, and I don't understand now what to do.
Okay, ma'am. A research experiment done over 20 years ago for people who formed calcium oxalate stones. It was actually...
wasn't oxalate. It was all calcium.
Ma'am, the calcium usually does combine with some oxalate, and that's why they're telling...
Okay, understand that.
Yeah, that's why they're telling you to avoid oxalate, because they're afraid it will combine with the calcium and make you another stone. So as far as that goes, it's useful, but it doesn't go very far, because what it doesn't recognize is that, again, over 20 years ago, a group of urologists back in New England, coordinated by Harvard University of all places, conducted an experiment on people who had calcium oxalate stones. And they went looking in a number of urologic practices for people who had had stones. And then they had them all take a combination of magnesium and vitamin B6, and I'll get to how much in a moment. And those people, the prior year, had an average of one kidney stone per year, which is not a great number, but they had it. But the next year, when they took the magnesium and vitamin B6, ma'am, the next year, they had 0.1 kidney stones per person per year. They went down to 1/10 the number. Now, that's not the only thing. There's also something present in all citrus juices. It's called citric acid or citrate. And that keeps calcium from combining with oxalate and making a stone. So if a person takes vitamin B6 and magnesium and drinks some orange juice with it, wow, they're going a long way to cut the risk of this kind of stone. And that's research, ma'am, from years ago, and it's never been controverted. Now, how much magnesium? Actually, what's found in many multiple vitamins, it has to be 100 milligrams a day, or maybe a little more, but not less. Many of the best magnesium absorbed is called magnesium citrate. It's actually combined with citrate without even drinking any orange juice. And then the vitamin B6, that has to be the active form. The active form says on the label, P5P.
Let me write that down. P5-3.
P. No, P.
Active.
B6. Active B6 is called P5P. Two P's with a 5 in between.
Yes.
Now, that's a 50 milligram, 5-0, and that should be one in the morning, one at night, one in the morning, one at night. Now, neither 100 milligrams of magnesium a day or 100 milligrams of vitamin B6 a day is ever going to do anybody any harm. And the fact that it cuts dramatically down on calcium oxalate kidney stones virtually to nothing with many people has been proven over and over again since I read that study, and I've worked with people with those stones, and they just don't have stones anymore, most of them, ma'am.
And do I have to stay away completely from oxalate foods?
No, ma'am, because what this does is keeps the calcium from combining with the oxalate.
Oh, it's great. Oh, thank you so much.
All right, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. Have a nice day.
You too, ma'am.